Welcome to MMA Financial Talk with the team from Mills McCarron and Associates. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. MMA Financial Talk is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with MMA Financial Talk.
Welcome to MMA Financial Talk with our host, David McCarron. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. And David, the man, the myth, the legend, he is here, folks. We're excited about the show today. David McCarron has all the great financial information and advice for us. I'm just along for the ride, David. I love it. We've been so busy, both you and I. I've been traveling a bit. You've been working hard over there and talking to listeners. I know you'd love to hear from our listeners and helping your clients with their finances and their retirement income planning, things like that. But how have you been? What's been going on?
Well, Tony, it's, you know, we're in West Texas and we had a few cool weeks back a couple of weeks ago, but then starting this week, we're back to summer again. Like we're having, the mornings are pretty nice, in the mid-60s, but mid-90s in the afternoon. So we've got like 30-degree temperature swings here. It's almost like living in the desert, really, right now.
Sure.
But it'll cool off soon, I think. So,
Yeah, that's good. So what else do you have going on? I've just been busy. And I'm looking forward to we're talking about finishing the year, right? Finishing strong.
We are. I need to tell you a funny little story though. First, Tony, this happened two nights ago. I may have mentioned before, we have some miniature schnauzer puppies.
Yeah.
They're actually a year old. They're 13 months old now.
How so cute though, still.
They're grown practically, but they still look like puppies. And we have a third dog and it's a little Yorkie.
Yeah.
And so we let them out in the backyard. We have a fenced in area and we let them out a couple of nights ago and they started barking. And so we went out there, my wife and I went out to see what was going on. And a little small bunny rabbit, a cottontail, had gotten through the fence some way. And the dogs were chasing this little rabbit back and forth. Poor little thing, just running for dear life. And he ran in and hit the fence and it's got some little squares in it. And he went about halfway through. It looked like Winnie the Pooh. He was stuck.
Oh, no.
And so I put some gloves on. We got the dogs in the house and I put some gloves on, went around at the backside. I didn't want him to bite me or anything.
But well, right.
I was able to push him through and he got through and ran off. So I guess he was okay.
Oh, well, I'm glad you saved the poor little guy. But my question is, like, we have dogs, right? And we have a fenced in backyard. And I remember one time a rabbit got caught in there and couldn't figure out how to get back out easily. And that was a mess. How in the world did you must have really well-trained dogs or they must listen to you, because if they've got the scent of a rabbit and it's stuck, how did you get the dog, keep the dogs away from them and get them back in the house? That's my question.
Tony, it was no easy task. I'll just leave it at that. Okay.
That's good to hear, actually, because I thought, wow, man, maybe my dog just isn't as well trained. But, you know,
they didn't come willingly. We had to
pick them up and carry them. Yeah, they're small, so you can pick them up and carry them in. Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Our
yeah.
dog weighs 65, 70 pounds, and he's a big. And so he's not easy to get away. If he's locked into a squirrel or a rabbit, good luck. Right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he never catches them. But if one got stuck, I thought that one time he was gonna. But finally, the rabbit realized he didn't just have that one corner. He had him cornered. But then he shot out and went between the gate and the ground. There's a little more space where the gate is. So he finally figured that out and got away. But I'm glad you helped that poor bunny escape. That thing, that heart was probably beating crazy.
Oh, probably so, yes.
A million beats a minute. That's funny. It got stuck in your fence.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
But the dogs were pretty wound up, so we really didn't get much sleep that night.
Oh, my goodness. It took them
hours to calm down.
Well, sure, and they want to keep going out there and smelling.
There's an
animal in my yard. That's their yard.
That's right.
That poor rabbit, he won't, if he has any sense, he won't come back there.
Well, that's hopefully not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's a great, so that rabbit will hopefully finish 2025 strongly. Thanks to you. Thanks to your efforts. Yeah. But how can the rest of us finish at least financially strong this year?
Well, and that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today, Tony.
Sure.
And, you know, it may seem hard to believe, but we're more than halfway through 2025. Actually, we're 2/3 through 2025.
Yep.
And there still may be a few warm weeks ahead, at least here in Texas, for sure.
Sure.
But we're already into school starting back and all the things that go with that. But it's also a good time to review your financial strategy for a successful conclusion to the year. And so today, one of the things we're going to talk about is retirement plans and some of the changes that have been made for 2025 in those plans.
I can't believe how that we're way over halfway. We're 2/3 of the way through the year already. Can you believe that, David?
It's going by pretty fast. It sure has. Yeah. So there's a USA Today article. They never make these titles short, but so the title of this is Forgetting About These Three 2025 Retirement Account Changes Could Cost You. That's the title of the report.
Sure.
But it has some excellent insights for us. Let's talk about something that's both simple and very powerful when it comes to building the kind of retirement you actually want, and that is making regular contributions to your retirement account. And we're talking mostly 401k plans here.
Sure, or 403B, 457s, TSPs, that type of thing.
Yes. Uh-huh. That's the foundation. But here's where a lot of folks slip up. They stop paying attention to how the rules change around those accounts. That can mean missed opportunities or worse, money left on the table. So if you're serious about maximizing your growth and avoiding unavoidable or avoidable mistakes this year, here are three updates that you need to have on your radar. And the first of these is the new automatic enrollment. So starting in 2025, many new retirement plans are required to automatically enroll participants in at least a 3% contribution rate. And that rate goes up by 1% each year until it hits somewhere between 10 and 15%. That's a great nudge in the right direction if you're a part of a plan that's doing that.
Well, yeah, it is. And I think that's really important. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that there's maybe a catch, though, right?
That's a good call, Tony, because this rule doesn't apply to older plans, which they're saying pre-2025 plans. So these are only the new plans.
Sure.
And apply to small businesses with fewer than 10 employees. This doesn't apply to simple IRA plans or new businesses or church or government plans. So depending on where you work, this may not be happening automatically for you yet. But if that's the case and you haven't enrolled yourself, you're missing out, not just on compound growth, but potentially on employer matches. And those matches are free money that helps take the pressure off of you. Now, if you're enrolled automatically, don't just stop there. That's a 3% default. It's a start, but not the finish line. Most experts, as well as real-world results, show that saving 10 to 15% of your income is a much stronger target. If you can't do that today, there's no shame in that. But if you can, bumping up your contribution, even by 1% or 2%, can have a major impact on your long-term outcome.
Well, yeah, I would suppose so. And so what's next here? I mean, I think if, you know, you're looking to strengthen your financial strategy so you can finish the year strongly, you should work with a financial professional like yourself. But what else do we need to know?
Well, another rule change that just started this year, Tony, is something, again, it's brand new, especially if you're in that golden window between the ages of 60 and 63. You may already know that once you hit age 50, you're allowed to make some catch-up contributions to your 401k to the tune of an extra $7,500 on top of the regular $23,000 limit for younger savers. But starting this year, there's a new twist just for people ages 60 to 63. If you're in that range, you can now sock away an extra $11,250, bringing your total contribution limit up to a hefty $34,750 in 2025. That is a serious boost. But this isn't forever. Once you turn 64, or if you're already over 64, you're back to the standard $7,500 catch-up limit. This is what we'd like to call a use it or lose it window. And if you've got room in your budget, this might be a powerful way to fast track your retirement savings when you're in the home stretch. But not everyone has $34,000 sitting around ready to go in a 401k plan. But this isn't an all or nothing. Even if you can't hit the max, every dollar, every extra dollar you contribute today is one less you'll have to worry about down the road.
Right. That's true. And it's another dollar you can keep in your pocket too. And that's huge. I think that's really important. Let's take a moment to note that if you're looking to strengthen that financial strategy so you can finish the year strongly, again, make sure you check in. And you don't always have to hit the max contribution either for it to still be meaningful, right?
That's true. But the more you can put in, the better.
Yeah.
Here's a third and a final update on what you'll want to have on your radar as we look ahead to the rest of this year, especially if you or someone you love works part-time. In the past, part-time employees had to wait 3 full years and work at least 500 hours each year before they could even start or even begin to start a 401k plan. That's a long time to be left out of the savings game. But starting this year, that wait has been cut down. Now part-time workers become eligible after just 2 consecutive years with 500 hours of service in each. So that's a big deal for part-time workers. Now, sure, saving for retirement when you're part-time isn't always easy. Budgets are tight, and that's real. But even small contributions can add up in a big way over time. A few hundred dollars invested today could grow into thousands or even tens of thousands by the time you retire. And this is why staying plugged in matters. Retirement plans do change, sometimes every year, especially when there's changes in the White House and other things like that in Congress.
Yeah.
So in some cases, the small things like contribution limits are affected. But at other times, like right now, it's potentially a big deal for those who've been on the sidelines.
Yeah, you have to pay attention. And I think that's where you come in once again, David. It's so important for people to work with someone like yourself because you stay on top of these things. So how can our listeners out there get a hold of you if they have questions?
Tony, they can call our office at 325-673-8933 in Abilene, Texas, or they can look at or go to our website. And the best way to go there is mmafinancialtalk.com. That takes you to our website. That also takes you directly to where these podcasts are listed. But other parts of our website are available there too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's great. There's a contact form there. You can listen to this show or past shows or go right to the main website from there. And again, that's mmafinancialtalk.com. That's M as in Mary, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, financialtalk.com. So you've been talking today about how we're two-thirds of the way through almost 2025. Crazy. It's flown by. But some of the financial steps that we can take to make the rest of the year as smooth as possible. So what's next?
So, Tony, for the rest of the show today, I'd like to focus on retirement by addressing how much you can tighten up your strategy in the coming months to potentially avoid some of the more common mistakes. There's an AARP article entitled 10 Ways to Fail at Retirement that has some valuable information. Let's start with one of the biggest mistakes that can sneak up on people as we head into the second half of the year. understanding longevity.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks retire without fully realizing just how long retirement will last or can last and how much it's going to cost. It's one of the most common financial missteps we see. According to this article, if you're 65 today, you could be looking at 17 to 20 or more years of retirement. And that's just the average. The Census Bureau says the number of Americans living past 100 is set to quadruple over the next few decades. That means more people than ever could be looking at a retirement that lasts 30 years or more.
Yeah. Well, and that's true. And enjoying a long, healthy retirement, it would be great as long as you have the money to fund it, right?
That's true. And yet some people are stepping away from work without a clear plan for how they're going to fund 3 decades of living expenses, health care, and inflation. Now, the solution doesn't have to be complicated. Sometimes the best move, if your health and situation allow, is simply work a little longer. Some people might not want to hear that, but sometimes that's the best thing. That extra time on the job can give your savings a boost, shorten the number of years you'll need to stretch those dollars, and even as well increase your Social Security benefits.
Well, enjoying, you know, that's true. And I think that's really, really important because, you know, you want to talk through all the various scenarios and work with somebody like yourself and get everything out in the open. Look at Social Security. Look at how much money you're going to need. You have to have a plan in place and sometimes even a plan B, right?
That's true. Having a plan B, because the next thing we're going to talk about here is having a plan B, but because planning for early retirement when it's not been planned for.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people have to retire early. It's not always by choice, is it?
That's true. Not every retirement happens on your terms.
Yeah.
In fact, about half of retirees end up leaving the workforce earlier than they expected, according to this article. And it's usually not because they hit their number early. It's because life stepped in. Health issues, family caregiving, layoffs, buyouts, all things that can fast track your exit, whether you're ready or not. That's why a plan B is so important. You might be aiming to retire in 5 years, but what if you only get 2? What would you need to change financially and personally if that happened? And if you're part of a couple, then it's not just a solo conversation. You both need to be prepared for the possibility that one of you may have to step back from work sooner than planned. Talk it through now before life makes the decision for you.
Right. And couples, I mean, communication is the key, isn't it? I mean, David, you and I mean, you know, I've been married to my wife 32 years. I know you've been married a long time and we know communication is the key. So couples will find that talking through the various scenarios with somebody like yourself, a financial services professional, that's a great way to get everything out in the open and really make sure you're all on the same page, right?
That's true. Yes, Tony. Now let's talk about one of the most overlooked parts of retirement planning that has nothing to do with money. You don't want to reach the end of year 2025 or any year, really, without a strategy for what you're going to do to fill up those new hours that come with retirement. Now, on paper, retirement sounds like paradise. Travel the world, sleep in, hit the beach, do whatever you want, whenever you want. But here's the truth. While we retire from something, not enough people think about what they're really retiring to. Mm-hmm. Without a plan, all that free time can turn into restlessness or worse, regret. Start thinking now, or ideally 5 years before your retirement date, about what you really want your days to look like. What gets you excited? Do you have a purpose? What makes it make it real? Do you have any hobbies that you might want to explore? Skills you'd love to develop? Maybe learn a foreign language on Duolingo, perhaps. Or any dreams that you've had on the shelf for a long time. So this is your chance to turn your someday into a plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't just say, oh, I'll get to it someday. Retirement is your chance. I like that, to turn someday into a plan. And having a plan for all that newfound free time will also help you avoid overspending. If you're planning it out, you don't want to overspend and blow up your retirement budget. If you have a plan in place, that's much, much better.
That's true. And if you haven't already, clearly articulating your retirement goals and dreams to your spouse is an essential financial to-do by the end of the year. If you're married or living with a partner, it's important to remember that retirement doesn't just happen to you. It happens to both of you. That's why it's so important to start the conversation early, years before either of you hang it up. It's not just about money, but about meaning. What does retirement look like to each of you? What does it feel like? Because here's the thing. One of you might be dreaming of travel and adventure, while the other is picturing quiet mornings in a vegetable garden. And if you're not talking about it, you won't know until you're stepping on someone else's dreams. And then you have to make some big changes at that point. So carve out some time to share your vision for what you want and what you need and how you can see those next chapters unfolding. Retirement is a shared journey. Make sure you're writing the map together.
Right. And well, each person's, you know, list that you make is going to be a little different. There's probably enough overlap that your shared retirement can be full of fun and adventure, correct?
That's true. And your social life will change as well, and you need a plan for that too. If you want those friendships to last, you've got to work for them. No one's going to show up at your front door with a coffee and a calendar. You have to take the initiative on that.
Yeah, that's true.
And beyond that, think about what you're going to do to meet new people. Volunteer, join a club, take that class you've always talked about. Your calendar may clear up in retirement, but it doesn't mean your life has to. The more you can occupy yourself, the less likely you'll be out there spending too much money of your retirement budget on things that you don't need.
Exactly. Blowing up that budget. You don't want to do that. If you have a plan in place, that's going to do it. If you're working with a financial professional, that'll help as well. And that's really what's needed here. In fact, speaking of that, we're almost out of time. But first, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you to get a retirement income plan in place.
That's true, Tony. They can call our office at 325-673-8933. We offer a no-cost first-time consultation that won't cost you anything, and we'd be happy to visit with you about retirement planning ideas, budget ideas, and things like that. You can also visit our website. Again, the best way to find our website is mmafinancialtalk.com. It's our goal to help prepare you for the retirement you've worked so hard for.
All right. And that does it for today's episode of MMA Financial Talk with our host, David McCarron.
Thanks for tuning in to MMA Financial Talk. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Robert Mills and David McCarron at Mills McCarron and Associates by calling 325-673-8933 or visiting millsmccarron.com. Be sure to visit us next time for another episode of MMA Financial Talk.
David McCarron offers securities and investment advisory services offered through Graydon Securities, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 866-991-1539. Member FINRA SIPC, Graydon Securities, LLC. ASEC Registered Investment Advisor offers investment advisory services under the DBA of Gradient Wealth Management. David McCarron and Robert Mills offers insurance products and services through Mills, McCarron and Associates.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.